A few months ago, I tried Go Revolution, which was a bit like spinning, but in a disco, and it was incredible. Today, I'm trying sister company Go Yoga. Now, I have never tried yoga in my life, apart from a very short-lived attempt to learn from a YouTube video. So, am I a yogi, or am I not? Let's go find out at Go Yoga on Hornbeam Park in Harrogate.
I'm Sophie Bickerdike and I run and teach at Go Yoga.
And I'm Susie Thomas and I help Sophie with running Go Yoga.
And of course, Go Revolution and Go Yoga are two sort of sister companies, if you like. Today is the time of Go Yoga. I've never done yoga before in my life, other than like a little go on a YouTube video. What am I going to experience today, Sophie?
You're going to get hot, first of all, because you've come to hot yoga, although you could start with beginner's yoga and you could come to that first of all, but you're going to really enjoy a good stretch. It's not just about flexibility though, it's about relaxing, finding space in your head, and feeling really chilled out afterwards and feeling really organized.
In my head?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool, because to be honest, I don't feel organised at all right now, so that could be really quite nice. You say I'm going to get hot. What does that mean? What's hot yoga?
So you're actually exercising in a hot room.
Okay, am I going to be very sweaty after this?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Shall we go and do some hot yoga, ladies?
Let's do it.
Okay, off we go.
So, breathing in and out the nose, watch the breath. Enjoy your breath.
Hello, my name's Rabina Latham. I've been doing yoga now for coming up to about 9 months.
Sarah Reddings. I was introduced to yoga by my dad at around about 14 years old.
Hello, I'm Sonia Marshall. I've been doing yoga for about 3 years.
So we've got a nice mixed balance, actually. I tried my yoga class for the first ever time today, so a good mix. Why did you start yoga and why have you stuck with it?
Well, I was diagnosed with chronic fibromyalgia about 9 months ago, which means pain in all your body and it's all kind of like stress-related. So I decided to come and start yoga because I wanted to help with breathing techniques but also stretch my body. And I can't believe it. After 9 months, I've managed to reverse it, which is unprecedented, really.
Have doctors had things to say about that?
Yes. So I was with a consultant rheumatologist who diagnosed me back in October, the end of October, and then I went back to see him again about a month ago. 4 weeks, 3 weeks ago, and he said, I can't believe it, you reversed it.
Oh my gosh, congratulations, that's amazing. That's really brilliant.
Thank you.
And you've been doing yoga, you say, since you were 14.
Yes. So
you've been doing yoga for, I don't want to guess how many years, but roughly gives
a few decades.
Okay. So you are obviously what we might call a yogi. You like it. What is it about it?
Well, for me, it's very much the spiritual path as much as the physical path. So it's fantastic physically, but actually it's much more the spiritual nature of it, coming back to the breath, creating space in your life. It's something I use with all my clients, so I don't teach yoga, but I teach personal development, and I can really teach people how to get back to themselves and just who we're meant to be and why we're here on earth and what our purpose is.
Yeah, I think that's a part I thought I was going to struggle actually before I came in, because all the exercise I do is very like go, and then you come here and you kind of think, right, just calm yourself. And actually it's a really nice thing. It's not easy on the body, we're still pretty sweaty in there, but it's quite a nice thing just to give your mind that space, really.
Totally. And the way Sophie teaches yoga is that she really does that, so she plays around with all the breath work and the kundalini yoga, and so there's lots of different types of yoga, so find the one that works for you, for sure.
There was a point where we were doing kind of like steam train sounds with our bellies, and that I hadn't expected any of that. That's really good.
Yeah.
We'll come over here. You've been doing yoga for 3 years, so you're kind of the middle ground. Yeah. Why did you come to yoga and why did you continue?
I started it because my children had grown up, they'd got to like teenage years, and I could finally find something for me. And I find it great. It's great stress relief. So it's just something for me now.
And has it always been at Go Yoga that you've been?
I've always been to Go Yoga, yeah.
Yeah, and what are your thoughts?
I love it here. The teachers are all so different and they're all fantastic.
And is it always hot yoga that you come to?
No, I normally do yin yoga
I do classic yoga, and the odd time, like today when I've got a day off, I'll come and do the glow hot yoga.
Well, you were next to me on a mat and you kind of kept me on the straight and narrow. I kept looking over thinking, what's she doing? Okay, I'll do a bit of that too. So thank you very much for guiding
You're
me through
welcome.
My first class. And both of you, thank you for talking to me.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
If people want to come and try Go Yoga, how does it work? You buy a sort of series of class passes, or how does that happen?
Everything's online, so you can sign up from our website or you can download an app. It's a free app. It's called Go Yoga App, and it's on the App Store. And it's booking. You can buy bundles of classes or a membership.
Okay, and you're located on Hornbeam Park in Harrogate. Go Yoga and Go Revolution. You can go and try them all. I would highly recommend it, but otherwise, thank you for talking to me.